This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Batavia, New York, that's near Buffalo, authorities are holding an Algerian man deported from Canada last month. Mohamed Cherfi is a prominent immigrant rights activist. Quebec City police raided a Protestant church there in order to arrest and then deport him to the U.S., and this case has sparked a lot of protest across Canada. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, church leaders say the arrest was a violation of their religious sanctuaries.
The story of Mohamed Cherfi begins here on St. Ursuline Street in Quebec City. It's a narrow cobbled lane popular with tourists. The stately gray spire of St. Pierre's United Church rises overhead.
They came in by this door.
Midday on March 5th, a squad of Quebec City police came looking for Cherfi. The Algerian man has lived in Canada for the last 6 years. He went into hiding in mid-February after Canadian officials denied his request for refugee status. Reverend Gérald Doré says he tried to keep the officers out.
I rushed at the door. I stood in face of the policeman. And I said, are you aware that you're violating a sanctuary? And he said, we have a warrant.
Cherfi was arrested on criminal charges relating to a series of immigrant rights protests held last year. But as soon as he was in custody, those charges were dropped. He was handed over to Canada's Border Service and charged with immigration violations. By 5:30 that same evening, Cherfi was delivered to the U.S. border. U.S. officials had no interest in Cherfi, and Canadian authorities say he has no ties to terrorist groups. He was deported to the U.S. only because he passed briefly through New York State 6 years ago, before seeking asylum in Canada.
Respect sanctuary! Respect sanctuary! Bring Mohamed home!
The case has triggered protests and rallies across Canada. This one held outside the Immigration Department offices in Ottawa, the nation's capital. Bill Moore Kilgannon is with an activist group called the Council of Canadians.
We want to also denounce the criminalization of dissent. Mohamed Cherfi has been an incredible activist on behalf of his community, and we feel that he has been penalized because of his outspokenness.
Last year, Cherfi joined protesters who occupied the immigration minister's office. He's also been highly critical of Algeria's government. His supporters fear that he'll face persecution if U.S. officials follow through on plans to send him home. Robert Gervais with Canada's Border Service says both claims are unfounded.
People who believe that Mr. Cherfi was deported because he demonstrated, that's not the reason why he was deported. He was deported because he's not a refugee. Second, there's no risk in his removal from Canada.
Across Canada, at least a half dozen churches are sheltering immigrants, many of them Muslims, who've been denied refugee status. Most face deportation to the U.S. Shamsu Mia from Bangladesh has been living in the basement of the First Unitarian Church in Ottawa for 8 months.
My problem, my country no security, go back Bangladesh, maybe kill, maybe jail.
Shamsu Mia's claim was rejected, and he now supports himself by cooking chapatis and doing odd jobs around the church. He says he hasn't been outside the chapel since Mohamed Cherfi's arrest.
I don't know how long I used to here. A long time I'm here.
So you could be here a year, 2 years?
Lots of time I'm here. Safe.
The Roman Catholic Church in Quebec is demanding that Cherfi be returned, and Canada's largest ecumenical church council has also protested the arrest. At St. Pierre's, Reverend Gérald Doré says this is the first documented case where police have raided a church.
Our main concern is to have Mohamed being repatriated and the evil done being repaired. The repatriation is also the only way to bring back confidence in the sanctuary tradition.
Robert Gervais says Canada's Border Service has no immediate plans to raid other churches, but he also says congregations who shelter illegal aliens are breaking the law.
Nowhere in the Canadian law it says that someone, by the simple fact of hiding in a church, can declare themselves above the law. Nothing in the Canadian law prevents us from entering a church and arresting someone, so there's always that possibility.
Mohamed Cherfi is now seeking asylum in the U.S., but American refugee laws are far more strict than Canada's. The Department of Homeland Security has begun deportation proceedings. Cherfi's attorney, David Adelman, says he wants his client freed while the case is under review.
he's in a place where he's behind bars, and I understand the lights are on all the time, and it's not a pleasant experience for him.
The next hearing in Sherfy's case takes place in Batavia, New York, on May 6th. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.